Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us on this burr cold morning. We're joined this morning by Holly Darnell and David Green, and they're representing Marshall County Needline. And Holly, there's been some rumors that are kind of false that's been going on around talking about the Needline.
Yes. Needline itself is not closing down. Unfortunately, we had to close the thrift store behind us because we need the building in order to continue to pass out food while we do renovations on the front building.
Right, because you guys got a grant.
Yes, and hopefully sometime in March, we're looking at starting our renovations, and we need to be out of the big building in order to let the renovations take place.
Yeah, but you're still distributing food to those who need it.
We will distribute food all the way through. We are not going to close our doors at any time.
Right, and David, that's pretty frustrating for you guys to hear that people are saying.
It's very frustrating, and Jesus said the poor will always be with us, and unfortunately, the mean-spirited and the ignorant will also be with us.
And I'm not sure he said that, would he?
He didn't say that. But,
you just added that.
He was too nice to say that. I'm not being Christ-like in my statement. But it's true. This social media thing is nuts. I mean, anybody, any Yahoo, any jerk can get on there. And, I mean, even if they use their name, you know, they're shielded from direct contact with the people they're telling lies about.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate because, as Holly said, the people they are hurting are the ones who read that social media and take it as gospel truth. And a friend of mine used to say, half the lies they tell about me are not true. But all the lies they're telling about us are not true.
Yeah.
We are not only choosing to do this, we are obligated to do this by those who are providing the grant money. That was a stipulation that we would not shut down our program. And if everybody would just put the people that we are trying to help in their perspective and not be irresponsible, mean-spirited, irresponsible, and posting things like that, mm-hmm. If we would all just back off a little bit on the hatred and the desire to stir the pot and cause trouble, the world would be a whole lot better place.
Right. And Holly, had you noticed that there was a drop in how many people were coming to Needline because of that perception that it was closed?
No, because we just closed the thrift store on Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's last day.
Okay.
So all of this has taken place over
gotcha.
The weekend.
Okay.
So fortunately, it hasn't affected any of our clients. And
right.
We're hoping today that we can make sure that everybody knows that we are still there. We will still be serving all the people that need it.
Yeah. It's just going to be a little different?
Just same parking lot, just one, a different building.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've got some work we have to do on the building before we can actually move into it. So we need the time to get it prepared so we can get all of our food and an office moved over there. So when they come in to do renovations, we're not in their way, they're not in our way.
Yeah, and it just takes some getting used to, right, David?
Right, and that's 3 months may sound like a long time before they're going to start tearing the inside out of our old big building. That's going to be a race to get everything done that we need to do. We have to provide temporary power to our big freezers and coolers, which we can't move. The renovation is going to have to be done around them, and at the same time, we're going to have to maintain access to them for the 3 days a week that we're open. We're going to have to relocate all of our administration out of the front of the building because that's all going to get torn out. We got to have a place to put it. That's a logical place. And the natural assumption is, oh, well, it's closing down for good. We don't know that. You know, we were making a little bit of revenue from that. It was helpful. We appreciate it. It was serving an audience, and we don't mean to neglect them, but backyard treasures is a whole lot different from groceries.
Right.
That's the priority.
Right.
That's what has been the priority for the past several years, is the people and the service that we provide to them that they need. The backyard treasures things is things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to have them. And we're not the only place they can get them.
Right. So other people that are doing that, I'm sure that they can take it to any of the thrift shops around.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yes.
And you guys work closely with the Methodist Church over.
We do.
We work with several of the other churches, nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can share what we have left. I mean, we have run a sale for the last mm-hmm. month, trying to move as much as we possibly could. And we still have a few people who have come towards us wanting some things that they need
right.
for their homes. So we're hoping that we can pass this along so the people who need it and want it can still get to it.
Yeah. But as far as groceries, everything's still going to be exactly the same.
It's gonna,
exactly.
Yep. It'll be maybe a little bit different, like my Holly said, which building do you go into to get them? And we've had an ongoing confusion about the backyard treasures. People will come into the front and want to know where it is.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things we're going to do in this renovation is try to make it a little bit more clear about how to report in, how to pick up the food. We're going to try to reorganize the manner in which that is done. And for all I know, we may restart the backyard treasures. I don't know. That's the bad thing about people jumping to conclusions and posting things as fact on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not holding back anything. We don't know. We didn't know until about a month beforehand that we had a deadline to meet before they were going to start construction. We still don't have a hard deadline. We have an approximate one. And you can't tell people what you don't know. So Some people are impatient. They just make up something.
The end of this project is a minimum of a year away.
Yep.
So the things to be concerned about right now is getting the work done in the back building so that we can continue with the food and working through the renovation. And once we're all done and we're back in the other building, then we can make a decision. But that's at least a year away.
That's way too far away to even speculate about. Mm-hmm.
But the food will continue to go out.
That will be uninterrupted.
Yes.
Right.
It's mandatory that it's uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. It's not that we want to do that. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's needed.
Yes,
we have
absolutely.
Too many people that need it.
Right. We're talking with David Green and Holly Darnell from Marshall County Needline. And it kind of, you know, puts a damper on, hey, you got this grant.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
Yes. And it was exciting to know that we were actually finally getting to a point where we're looking at construction starting. So it's really sad that somebody would put a damper on that by putting out a rumor that we had closed, because this should be a good, fun time that we can work towards making a better place for people to come to.
Yeah, and just in the years that you've been there, you know, what a difference, how different it looks. Everything looks great. And now you're going to have even better facilities.
Yes, and it's going to be awesome that people will not look at us as a raggedy building on the street.
And ironically, we've gotten criticism about, well, look, you ought to spend that $1.5 million on food. Well, we can't. It's not for food.
Right.
It's got strings attached to it.
Yeah, it's a grant.
And it's not luxury. It's things that are needed to bring our building up to code.
Yeah. Right. Holly, do you know how long the Needline's been in that building?
25 years.
25?
Yeah.
So
it's not gotten the repairs it's needed.
No, it's not been maintained. But
it's got to have all new electrical put in, all new lighting put in. They have to cut open the concrete floors and redo all the plumbing. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to happen to bring it up to code.
When was the new roof put on? About 6 years ago?
Yes.
That's about the only significant investment in the bricks and mortar. For as far as I know, the whole 25 years.
Yeah.
That's about the only money that was spent on the building.
Right. Well, we're talking with David Green and Holly Darnell of Marshall County Needline. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.